All right, the Burton Lady Panthers softball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Woodsboro is made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Kendra Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Brenham Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dominant Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Harmo Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizens State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Blinn College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie Trent and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Tilleman Construction, Mattress Guys, Tiegler Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Services, The Paint Warehouse, Coach's Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with your host, the one and only Doug Brown and the pig breeder, Daryl Kiki, after these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N, let's go Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out to Yoakum High School, where tonight it is region semifinal softball, Burton Lady Panthers, and the Woodsboro Lady Eagles. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And last night it was Burton getting the win, 8-2. And so now it's simple here. Burton wins, series is over. Woodsboro has to win tonight to force a third and deciding game tomorrow.
Absolutely. We don't want that second scenario. We want that first one that we come out here, come out strong, and show them we are the best team. They've got a really competitive team, is from what I'm told. The pitcher, is really confident and cocky. And everything, and if when you get in that circle, you have to have a little bit of that in you, because you are, it starts with you in the circle. I'm going to say that every pregame, every during the game, it starts in that circle. If that pitcher is on their A game, you're going to be fine. We have to come out. They said she got a really good changeup. We have to set on that changeup. You know, you can take it. If you don't have two strikes, take it. Try to set on a fastball. Amaya's dad, Leon, told me that the first at bat, she started her off with a changeup. So being the hitter Amaya is, she went up there with the intention of this second at bat, I'm going to get a change up first pitch, and she sat back on it, and she hit it out the park. That's what good hitters do.
Yep.
I'm going to start on a serious note, though. Sunday is Mother's Day. That's special people in our lives, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
All these youngsters out here, they got a lot of moms, grandmas in the stands. If you're blessed to have them here, need to love them and think about them on Sunday. And the other ones that are up there looking down on us, they're smiling, probably shaking their head sometime when I'm when I'm saying stuff. But special day Sunday.
Yeah.
And want to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day. And now it's game time. Let's get these girls ready to go and have some fun.
And by the way, that sentiment goes ditto for me. As we send you back to the studio, let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at the Burton starter. We're still waiting on Woodsboro to give us the starting lineup for there, but we do have the Burton starters here, and it's going to be Alexi Brazier leading things off doing the pitching. Batting second will be the center fielder, Amaya Williams. Batting third, second baseman, Paige Fritch. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Natalie Hody. Batting fifth, the catcher, Layla Ellis. Batting sixth, third baseman, Lexi Brazier. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, Aaron Huntsman. Batting eighth, first baseman, Melanie Wood. Batting ninth, the designated player, Kelsey Landreal, and she's hitting for the left fielder, Abby Dowling. Reserves for Burton, Carol Landreal, Addison Harmel, Skylar Unger, Autumn Applewhite, Reese Spacek, Giovanni Stewart, Haley Heron, and Kinley Frank. And that is a look at Burton, and when we come back, hopefully we'll pretty soon here get the starters here for Woodsboro. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers! All the way to state! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, as we come back here, and the coaches are having their plate meeting at home plate, and let's take a look at some of the quickly at some of the other games going on in softball around the area. Should have pulled this up quick. There we go. In other regional semifinal action, of course, last night it was Lake Creek over Pflugerville Weiss, 7-2, and so they've got game two and possibly game three, or let's see, game two tonight. And that is over at Mumford High School. And there should be underway on that one. If they need a third game, it will be tomorrow at 1 at Mumford. Belleville beat Livingston last night 11-3. So they're having game 2 and possibly game 3 later on this evening at Klein Oak. Bullard beat Sealy 8-5. They're playing at Huntsville tonight at 6 o'clock. And then Columbus in the one-game playoff, they beat Bishop 5-0. And Lexington and Kirbyville, they split their doubleheader yesterday at Willis High School. Lexington won the first one 5-3, and then Kirbyville took the second one 5-4. So they're playing at 6 in the deciding game. And then the one we've got the interest on, because this will be whoever wins this series will get next. Mumford and Shiner, they're playing at Columbus. And Shiner won the first game 9-5 last night, and they should be just underway over there. And they're playing game two, and if need be, game three. And as a look at the other games, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, we've got the Woodsboro lineup now. Thanks to Angie Fritz for helping us out on this. And for Woodsboro, it's going to be Chase Wernley leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Maya Zina. Batting third will be the pitcher, Sydney Castillo. Batting fourth, the catcher, Kagan Lewis. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Skylar Castillo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Maddie Martinez. Batting seventh, designated player, Cheyenne Tully. And she's hitting for the right fielder, Jacqueline Garza. Batting eighth, Jacinia Arredondo, and she's playing second base. And then batting ninth will be Isabella Gonzalez, and she's playing left field. Reserves are Carissa Gray, Jocelyn Cazares, and Marissa Vasquez. And that is a look at the Woodsboro lineup. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors. And we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spieshecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, we're back here at Yoakum High School and doing the introductions for the Lady Panthers, and let's go pick those up.
Layla Ellis. Batting sixth and playing third, number 13, Lacey Brazier. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, number 5, Aaron Huntsman. Batting eighth and playing first, number 7, Melanie Wood. Batting ninth in BP, number 8, Kelsey Landriel. Playing defense only at left field, number 1, Abby Dowling. The reserve players, number 6, Kara Landriel. Number 9, Addison Harmel. Number 10, Skylar Unger. Number 12, Autumn Applewhite. Number 15, Reese Foschek. Number 16, Giovanni Stewart. Number 17, Haley Hernan, and number 19, Kinley Frank. The head coach is Zach Zorn and is assisted by Blair Smith. we're going to go ahead and start the game. Our speaker is not working, so we do not have a national anthem.
All right, well, no anthem, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjuratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, and we are ready to go. Starting this one a little bit early, as it's only 5:52, scheduled for a 6 o'clock start time. And so Chase Wembley will lead things off here against Lexi Brazier. And here is tonight's first pitch. And it is taken for a ball, 1-0, and we're officially underway.
They might think it's a chance of rain coming or something that they want to get it going, which I'm all for that.
Next pitch, up high for a ball, and it's 2-0 from Brazier.
All right, Lex, find that groove here, babe.
Woodsboro in the green uniforms with white pinstripes, and Burton, black pants and red jerseys, white jerseys, red letters and numbers, and then got black pinstripes.
Atta girl.
And in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Working at Layla Ellis behind the plate. He'll place the rest of the fielders after the next pitch. And the 2-2 foul away, or 2-1 foul away. And right side of the infield, you got Melanie Wood at first, Paige Fritz at second. Left side, Aaron Huntsman at short, Lacey Brazier at third base. And then in the outfield, you got Amaya Williams in center, and Abby Dowling in left, and Natalie Hody in right. And that one fouled off again, off the top of the netting, over to the right side.
Way behind. So Hody needs to be ready out there in right field.
Yep. Measurement of the ballpark here, 200 all the way around. Pretty good size wall out there in center field.
Yes, sir.
And that one
nice
back to the
start.
And Brazier will flip the wood over first. That's one away.
Good job, Lex.
Up the bat, number 3, Anaya Zena.
And Anaya Zena, the shortstop, to bat now for Woodsboro. And pitch from Brazier, low and inside a ball. It's 1-0.
Go at him, Lex. You can do it. Atta girl.
Down back into the netting right in front of us, and 1-1. And a pie ball. 2-1.
Didn't miss much on that outside corner. Good pitch. Go get her, 14.
And next pitch coming. And that's taken inside for a ball. It's 3-1 now. And this one over the middle, up with the switch, got a hurry.
Nice play.
And makes the play for out number two.
Good job, Paige.
That's that senior experience paying off for Burton.
Had a charge that it hit her up, bust her inside and got her off the handle. And right there in between Shard and second.
And now Sydney Castillo, the pitcher. And this one.
Nice. Stop, Paige.
Throw to first. And retires the side. So three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Summer is almost here and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we go on to the bottom of the first inning, and Burton coming in to bat here, it'll be Lexi Brazier, followed by Amaya Williams and Paige Fritch. And the first pitch down low to Brazier from Sydney Castillo.
Need to get Lex on for the big bats to follow behind. She can make a lot happen when she gets on the bases.
And she's been very good at that this year. And takes the next pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Outfield's playing really deep, Doug.
And she's
atta girl.
Off the third baseman's glove, and she will be there. And Brazier gets on base now for Amaya Williams.
Up to bat, number 3, Amaya Williams.
Let's go, 3.
And Williams to bat. And she snags that one into left field. Back-to-back base hits, and Frazier
running them bases. That a girl.
All the way to third. That's heads up base running there. They were kind of a little late getting it back in, and she just kept right on running. And so now Paige Fritsch, the batter.
Stay hot, Paige. Rip you one, babe.
Yeah, fouls that one right off the catcher's mask and back to the backstop, and it's 0-1.
She didn't miss that much, buddy.
No.
She's right on it. Now you got to sit back on this changeup. Amaya was going on that pitch.
And Castillo pitches up high, 1-1, and they're just going to let Amaya have second base.
All right, there they both are, Paige. Let's go. Something on the grass. Had a way to sit on that changeup.
Left center for a base hit. Frazier scores. Williams right behind her. It's a 2-run single for Paige Fritsch.
Way to sit on that changeup, baby.
And just like that, Burton strikes first. And that'll bring up Natalie Hody.
Up the bat, number 11, Natalie Hody.
And that one up high for a ball. 1-0.
They said she likes to quick pitch them, and she just did that to Natalie just then.
Yep. Next pitch. Swung on a miss, 1-1. Hody getting adjusted to a different spot. I know he had her in for most of the year in the two hole, but now batting in the cleanup spot. And fouls that one away.
Yeah, he had to change her and Amaya because they were walking Amaya when they were getting in there this way. When he moved her up to the two hole, if they walk her, as we saw, that's an automatic double, if not a triple.
Yeah.
Battle Natalie, that a girl.
And fouls that one over, went over the first base dugout, over by the batting cages.
Set on that changeup now.
One ball and two strikes.
Here we go, 11.
Castillo up high for a ball. Yeah, it's two balls, two strikes.
Come on, Nat. That away.
Up high ball, and 3-2 now. And time is called. And looks like she's giving her glasses over to the coach.
Must be fogging up or something.
Could be. A little on the humid side out here tonight.
Full count.
And 3-2 to Odie. Strike three called. Throw down. And Birch is in there safely, but they've made it close. And now that'll bring up the catcher, Layla Ellis.
Come on, Layla. Trade places with Paige.
Burton with a 2-0 lead. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. And that one's down low for a ball. Tried to hold up, and it's a strike, 1-1.
And now you go get her, 2.
And that one fouled over toward the on deck area where Lacey Brazier is waiting to come up and bat.
Come on, Layla.
And that one back up the middle. Only play is to first for out number 2. And on that play, Fritsch moves over to third. And now it'll be up to Lacey Brazier to try to get her home.
All right, Lacey, don't leave her there.
13, Lacey Brazier.
And while we've got an opportunity, mark your calendars for the 2026 UIL State Softball Championships, May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Schedule, spectator, and ticket information can be found at uil.org/softball. Again, that's uil.uiltexas.org/softball.
And there you go.
Send that one into the gap. And coming in to score is Fritch. And left fielder got over, held him to a long single, but that's the main thing. Got the run home. It's now 3-0, Burton. And now it brings up Aaron Huntsman.
It's like the game plan tonight here. They're sitting on her changeup. Every one of them been changeups that they've been ripping.
And
nice steal.
Speed runner going, and throwdown is launched high, but she's in there safe, stolen base for Lacey.
There she is, Aaron. Come on now.
1-0 kill.
Let's go 5.
Yeah, down low ball, 2-0.
Make it be your pitch here, 5, and hit it hard.
Yeah, that little line drive caught by the first baseman, and that will tie the side. But in the inning, the
Burton
may come up with 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. We go to the top of the second inning. Burton leads it 3-0. Back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
To the top of the second inning, Kagan Lewis leading things off. And she takes a pitch outside for a ball. It'll be Lewis, followed by Skylar Castillo, and then Maddie Martinez for the Woodsboro Lady Eagles.
Finish her off here, Lex.
And I'm on foul back. And it's a 1-1 and 1-2 count.
Real overcast here.
Yeah.
Doesn't show nothing like rain or anything like that, but.
Yep. And the 1-2. That one's sent out to
right
the
at
field.
You. Oh.
Dropped in. Got past Allen, and it's going to go all the way to second. If he's digging for 3, as the throw comes in, it's a leadoff triple for Lewis.
Left that 1-2 pitch way too fat.
Yeah. And checking on the weather. Yeah, it's just cloudy. There's no rain in the forecast. nothing here till tomorrow morning, so we should be good. That one back up the middle of base hit. And that's going to get the first run in for Woodsboro. And it makes it a 3-1 ball game.
Solid single up the middle.
And now Maddie Martinez, the batter, as Lewis scores.
Get us a double play here, girls.
And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0.
Here we go, finding out. Atta girl.
Swing and a miss, stands 1-1. Good comeback pitch there by Brazier. And here's the pitch. And it's outside for a ball. And 2-1 count now.
Hey, now you go get her.
Ball in the hole. Lacey Brazier flips the fridge
nice
and
out.
Gets the out at second. Heads up play by Lacey there to get that lead
get
runner.
Get the lead runner. Yep. It's only one out. Nice play there for charging that.
Now that I'm bringing up the designated player, Cheyenne Tully. She's batting for the right fielder, Jacqueline Garza.
Scoreboard showing two outs, and there we go.
Yeah, it is just one out. And try to bunt, foul it off her foot.
Watch your hands, girls. Make a play here.
Popped up. Back into the fence. And 0-2 count. And time is called. Coach wants to have a word with Tully.
Not really wanting the sacrifice. She's trying to bunt for a hit. And,
I think so. Yeah.
Not getting them hands out in front. Tagger, Paige, tagger.
And Fritz will flip the second, get the out, throw the first. Not in time. But they do get a second out on the play.
That's two.
And brings up Yesenia Arredondo. And on the pot. And I checked that swing of our Burton. They're not going to. And so it's ball one.
Got to do it right away, girls.
Yeah. And strike call, 1-1.
Find one more here, Red. Atta girl.
One and a miss, 1-2.
Stay right there. Yes,
and
now.
One and a miss, got her on strikes, and we're tied aside. In the inning, there was one run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Burton leads it 3-1. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsor.
Go fight win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs.
and to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
As we go to the bottom of the second inning, and for the Burton Lady Panthers, they lead it here 3-1 over the Woodsboro Lady Eagles in this region semifinal game. And Burton will be sending up Melanie Wood, Kelsey Landry, and Lexi Brazier to bat against Sydney Castillo.
Let's go, Melanie.
Steps in here, right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Yeah. And the first one right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. And we know Burton, they want to answer after giving up that run in the top of the inning. Swung on a miss, and quickly 0-2.
Make your mind up here, Miller. You can do it. Be quick.
On the way high, a ball. And it's 1-2.
High pitch.
Strike three. Woodcock looking for out number one. Second strikeout for Castillo. And that'll bring up Kelsey Landrio.
I need to get on for Lex. Atta girl.
And it hit her. And it's a Landry on the board. Now brings up Lexi Brazier.
Up to bat, number 14, Lexi Brazier.
Brazier reached out of the infield to hit her first time up and came around to score the first run of the ball game.
Let's go 14.
Takes the first pitch down low for a ball. 1-0. And Maya Williams waiting on deck.
That's a base hit.
That one in the left
get to the wall.
That
a way to run them bases, girls.
It's going to end up a double for Brazier. And Landry ends up at third base.
All right, three. Give me a shot here.
And Amaya Williams, the batter now. Williams singled and scored her first time up. Pitch from Castillo down low for a ball.
See it and hit it three. See it and hit it hard.
And a strike call.
Now you see it three. Here we go.
And Williams fouls that one a mile into the parking lot.
Almost in the bus. Here we go, Amaya. Get back. That away.
To the third baseman, and third base came home with it, and so the runners all just rose. So Williams will reach base, and now we have bases loaded.
All right, Paige.
And it's Paige Fritz comes up here.
Put something out there in the outfield.
Teammate on every base. Fitzgerald is a strike on one. Fritz had a two-run single her first time up.
And we need another one right here.
And fouls that one away, and it's 0-2.
And don't let her quick pitch you. Come on, Paige, you can do this. Atta baby.
A ball. 1-2.
Come on, 4.
And
get back, tag
ball.
Up.
Lavio tagging. And we got a fair ball. And it's going to
hold up right there. That away.
Runs in.
Painted that line on the right field line.
And Landry out scores, as does Brazier. Williams got the stop sign at third and Coach Zorn.
Way to answer back. Come on, Nat. That a girl.
And that one over to
now it's another run.
Williams coming home.
Nice job. To get that run in, Nat. All right, Layla, don't leave this. Don't leave Paige at third.
And makes it now 6-1, Burton. And Layla Ellis, the batter.
Here we go, 2. Don't leave her there.
Yeah, one up and in, a ball, 1-0. So Fritz now at third. 2 outs in the inning. 1-0 to Ellis, down low, and 2-0.
Let's go, 2.
Another pitch down low, ball.
3-0.
And strike call, 3-1.
And now you saw it, 2. Hit it hard.
And down low, ball 4. That one draws the walk. And that'll bring up Lacey Brazier.
Got a pinch run for the catcher.
Oh, courtesy runner.
Number 6.
That's going to be Carol Andriel coming in to run. And now Lacey Brazier will bat. She had an RBI single her first time up.
All right, Lacey, get you another one.
Castillo's next pitch.
Get out of here.
Popped up.
Get out of here.
And Empire Social hits the bat. Woodsboro fans not liking that call. And time is called. Coach is going to have a word to get his say-so here.
I don't blame him for asking. That was a close right there.
Yeah.
And Blue was pretty confident.
Yeah. It's 0-2. And Ellis will steal, or I mean Landry will steal second. That one back up the middle, shortstop over, throws to first, and the other one tied the side. In the inning, Burton tacks on 3 more runs, 2 hits, and with no errors. And one runner left on. We go to the third inning. Burton leads it 6-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, and Lexi Brazier's first pitch fouled off by Isabella Gonzalez. Burton leads it 6-1. Three runs in each of the first two innings. And here for Woodsboro, it will be Gonzalez. And then back to the top of the order with Wimbley and Zena.
Two.
And right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-2 on Gonzalez.
Lex has the eye of the tiger tonight. She's just on that mound, just focused, dialed in.
And the 0-2. Foul back.
It's already top of the third.
Yep.
6-1. It's nice to answer back after they scored. That's what good teams do.
Absolutely.
Now we need to shut them down right here.
And that one ground ball in the hole. Huntsman up with it. Throws to first.
Nice throw.
And gets her.
Job, Aaron.
Huntsman, great arm on that.
Yeah.
Just didn't really have time to set. She just had to fire it as best she could over there. And Chase Wimbley, the batter now.
Say it all the time. You make all the routine plays and one great play here or there, you're going to win all them ball games.
Yep. Next pitch.
Atta girl.
In there for a strike. And quickly 0-1. A pop ball is 1-1. And over getting a couple of minutes, over on the radio on the main feed, the Brenham Cup broadcast will be starting game two of their series of Port Neches Grove. Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange with a call. And that one
almost hit her.
Yep.
She should have been limping on that one.
Yeah.
Come on, Lex.
Two balls and a strike.
Atta girl.
And strike two, 2-2.
One more time. Make a play here, girls.
And a pie ball three.
Not chasing it up and out so far. And now you go get her right down the middle.
Next pitch from Brazier, and that one, chopper to first, wood up with it, you better hurry to the bag and gets her.
Young lady can move down the line.
Yeah, she made that a really close play down there.
Nice hustle by Melanito taking charge. I think if she would have let Paige have it, probably would have beat that out.
Yeah. And so Maya's Dean in the batter.
Two quick outs here.
She grounded out to Fritcher last time up. One foul off to the right side. And it's 0-1.
Way to get ahead, Skolex.
We're on the top of the third. Burton leading this one 6-1.
She hit her that time. He
did hit her there. And for Zuma, will head on down to first base. And brings up the pitcher, Sydney Castillo. And the trainer out and checking with Zuma to make sure she's okay. Yeah, she says she's good.
Up the bat, number 22,
Sydney
Castillo.
Hey, you got two big ones here, girls. Let's find this third one.
And that one.
Spin down a little bit.
Yeah, must have. That's ball one.
Had a girl.
And one up high, 2-0.
Huh.
And now it's time called. Let's go out and have a word with Lexi.
I tell her I don't want to give her nothing fat here.
Yeah.
This girl looks like she can hit pretty good. What did she do last time?
Grounded out to Fritch. Yeah, looks like we got pretty much a packed house here tonight.
Nice crowd. Had my buddy Tim Langham came. He's put him and his band, Texas Unlimited, got a gig down the road, and he came. And I told him it was everybody from Burton invited for a pasture party, and he said absolutely. So we got to find that address when we're through, Doug. That a girl.
Up high for a ball.
Oh, my. Stay down, Lala.
3-0 count. With Kagan Lewis, who tripled her last time up, waiting on deck. And back to the pitcher. Off the glove of Brady. Oh, and he takes the first.
Look at it.
Runner going to third. And now runner going to second. And now Woodsboro has something doing here as Kagan Lewis pass.
I'd be careful here a little bit. She hit the ball hard while I go.
Yeah.
We just need one, girls.
Yeah, pitch from Brazier.
Out of way.
That is the strike call.
Two.
And yeah, one strike, good pitch. 0-2.
Now make her chase one.
Infielder's playing back. And that one fouled away. Holds the count at 0-2.
Ouch.
One over the top. Some dude just got it right between the shoulder blades.
Lucky they didn't say head it up. All right, Lex, here we go. You got to set up right now to bust her inside. Got to stay tight, though.
0-2 pitch. Chopper foul. Ellis over to retrieve it. Count remains 0-2 on Lewis. Burton leading it 6-1. Woodsboro with two runners in scoring position. Brazier trying to get out of this inning. And that one in the hole is short. Huntsman up and throws to first and gets the out. And that one was out of side. In the end, no runs, no hits, one error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Burton leads this one 6-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Let's go, Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
All right, as we go to the bottom of the third inning, and it is the Burton Lady Panthers leading the Woodsboro Lady Eagles 6-1. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on this Friday evening. So glad you can be here with us on the KWHI.com Sports Alternate Feed. And for Burton, it's the bottom of the order. Aaron Huntsman, Melanie Wood, and Kelsey Landreal against Sydney Castillo. And Daryl, that last inning, things were looking like Woodsboro may put something together, but luckily the Panthers were, or Lady Panthers were able to get their way, work their way out of it.
Yeah, I got it. That was a tough little jam there. Pitcher, she's a good ball player. She swung on that 3-0 pitch and went off Lex's leg and just not in time to get her at first. And then we kind of wasn't paying attention because we could have had the girl at third. But Aaron, come on now. We need you on.
And first pitch, the Huntsman swung on and missed, 0-1. And it's going to pop that one foul. And it's going to land over on the Woodsboro side of the stand. And 0-2.
Be quick here and throw the hands.
And a girl. A pop ball, 1-2.
Go 5. That way.
And a pie, 2-2.
You can do this, Aaron. Come on now.
And that one outside, 3-2.
Park it full. Win this battle, Aaron. We need you on.
Third strikeout for Castillo, and it's going to bring up Melanie Wood.
At the bat, number 7, Melanie Wood.
Yeah, she swings and misses, and it's 0-1. For a ball. One ball and one strike.
Let's go, Melanie.
And demo a ball again, and it's 2-1.
She works really fast on that mound. When she gets a ball, she's ready to throw.
Yeah.
We need to start stepping out a little bit, calling time. Just really get in her head.
one in there for a strike, and it's 2-2.
Now you got a battle, Seven.
And that one just missed the ball, and it's 3-2. We're trying to work our way on, get something started for Burton here in this inning.
Second full count. We need to win one of these.
And Castillo's pitch. Over to short. Throw to first, and that is 2-0.
Sorry, Melanie, hit that one hard.
Now that brings up Kelsey Landry, y'all, the designated player. One down low for a ball.
She got hit the first time up, correct?
Yeah. Time is called, and Landry Young going to have a word with Coach Sorton down at third base. And Lexi Brazier waiting on deck. We're in the bottom of the third inning, two outs. Castillo pitching to Landry Hall. And now the catcher going to go out there and have a word.
Let's go, Blue. Get him going.
Let's go, kids. Everybody be ready. Let's go.
Six to one, bottom of the third, Lady Panthers. That looks down the line.
Fair ball. That's going to scoot into the corner. Landry Elf's got at least two, and Coach is going to hold her up.
Good job, good job.
And a big double there for Kelsey Landry Elf. And now that will bring up Lexi Brazier.
All right, Lex, let's win every inning. Score every inning.
Brazier 2-for-2. And it's strike call, 0-1.
Now you're ready, 14.
Reached on the infielder, hit her first time up, doubled her last time up. Also scored two of the six Burton runs.
Oh!
That bat right up the middle, off of the pitcher, and she's going to throw the first. What a play there, and that works out of the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. And it's Burton leading this one 6-1. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
We go, and on the first pitch of the inning, it's popped up by Skylar Castillo, and Ellison Wood giving chase to it, and nobody called the other off, yeah. And it ends up dropping in. Miscommunication there. You just hope that doesn't come back to bite you.
Melanie should have called her off. She was coming in looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no one count on Castillo.
We're all right. Right here, girls.
Next pitch. Ground ball to third. Frazier up with it. Throws on the foot at first, and that is one away.
Nice, smooth play by Lacey.
And now that'll bring up Maddie Martinez.
Number two, Maddie Martinez.
She reached on the fielder's choice last time up.
Yep, 7-8-9.
6-7.
6-7-8.
Mm-hmm.
Get a one.
Foul that one back.
Let's get a 1-2-3 inning here. Definitely not going to get hot out tonight. They can't say they're going to get hot because this is perfect weather.
I mean, I did. It's not as cool as it was last night when we were over in Mumford.
Yeah, that was cold for Darryl. Thank God my buddy Tossed to have me a jacket.
Yeah.
I beg like a sissy, but I got me a jacket.
1-1 count. Down low ball, and it's 2-1.
And now you go get a 14. Here we go.
Swing and a miss, 2-2.
One more time. Tie her up.
Martinez, a high fly ball. Turned on it too much. And Coach Zorn, very thankful that she turned on it too much.
It blows my mind that we have a walkie-talkie in there talking to our catcher. It shows you how old school I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're big time, boy. We ain't playing around no more.
2-2 pitch.
Think he got it from the Astros.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to beat on a trash can. Or he got tired of beating on a trash can. Hey, finisher here.
That one foul away.
Oh, somebody hit a tennis ball out there.
Two pitch. Foul back right above us. The count remains full to Martinez.
Let's go, Lex. You can do this. Finish it.
Go, buddy.
And a line drive base hit into the corner. That's going to be at least a double. As that one gets it back in, and there's a stand-up double from Maddie Martinez. And gets a base runner aboard for Winsboro, with Cheyenne Tully, the designated player, batting.
They're not going to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rhett. Got one out here in the top of the fourth. Runner on second. Yes, she did.
Takes the pitch for a ball. No. Thought she might have went around, but umpire says no.
Let's go, Cheyenne. Here we go, Kim.
And does check on it. Goes over the check. Probably asked a little bit too late.
Yeah.
Because usually you have to ask right away. Otherwise, they're not going to give it to you. 1-0 pitch.
Out. Now I hit
and
it.
Hit her. And she is dead. And now Coach Zorn going to come out and have a word with his infielders. Two runners aboard here. And Yesenia Arredondo, the batter.
Yeah, he's just going to settle Lex down a little bit. This is number 8.
Yeah, this is the number 8 hitter in the order. And Coach Zorn's said what he needed to say. And Elfield's going back to their positions. And Arredondo, the batter, she struck out last time, Mom.
Bunt.
Square away to bunt and swung through it, and it's a strike.
Oh.
The ball almost out in the left field. Coming in to score is Martinez. And sliding into third, behind her is Dolly. That's now 6-2 game.
Calm down, girls. 6-2 lead here. Let's get an out.
It's going away the bunt and bunts it foul. And that'll make it 0-2.
Fans were hollering at the batter without the box. Blue turned around casually and said, "No, she's not." You can have a foot on the line. That a girl.
And a miss. It's a foul on strike.
Two outs now.
Two away now. William Isabella Gonzalez, the left fielder. Was Burrell trying to cut some more into that Burton lead. They got one run in and a runner at third base.
Shut it down right here, Rit.
And that one fouled away. 0-1.
And by the first base coach.
Yep.
And Melanie and Paige, be ready over there. Nat. Yes, he did.
And swing and a miss. And 0-2 now.
Make it jump again. Here we go. That'll be a wall back here, Layla.
And the 0-2. And one foul. Third base side over toward the Lady Panther dugout.
She's set up to go upstairs here and finish her off.
Hey, yep. Foul away again.
Let's go 14. 0-2. Two outs.
With a 6-2 lead. Woodsboro trying to get another one home. Burton trying to send it to the bottom half.
That away.
And got her on strikes. And then we're trying to sign in the inning. There was one run on one hit, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. We're halfway through this one. Burton leads at 6-2. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
All right, as we move on to the bottom half of the fourth inning, Burton leading this one 6-2. And it'll be Amaya Williams to lead it off.
I'll call this shot right here. Let's go, three.
And that one up high and outside from Castillo. It's 1-0. Williams has reached base in a single and a fielder's choice. She's also scored a couple of runs. And so this one, high fly ball deep. Back gone. Amaya Williams, number 21 on the year.
I asked her before the game, hit me one over that center field fence.
And she did it.
My baby did it. That a girl, three.
And that makes it now 7-2, Burton. Got it right in her wheelhouse, and she just crushed it. Now Paige Fritz, the batter.
Come on, Paige. Let's go back to back, baby.
And that one is a strikeout call.
Blue wasn't even ready, and he let her throw it.
Yeah.
Come on, Paige. You can do this.
And he drives out of the shortstop.
Hit it on the nose, though. Hit it hard.
Yep. Just right at the shortstop there. That was Maya Zina making the play there. And now Natalie Hody, the batter.
Come on, Natalie. Hit you one hard here. We'll make your daddy holler at you.
Yeah, that one just missing outside of ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, Levin. Have fun up there.
That one ground ball, third baseman.
Right there. You're there. You're there. That a girl, Levin.
And it'll be an E5. And it brings up Layla Ellis.
One out. Let's go, Layla. Need a big inning here.
And lays down the bunt.
Nobody hearing that.
Throw to first and gets the out. And does the job, gets Hody moved over to second. And now that'll bring up Lacey Brazier, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single.
All right. Come on, Lacey. Don't leave Nat standing there. Base hit scores her.
And that one is a base hit. And Waver home.
You're there, Nat. That a girl.
Yeah, single for Lacey Brazier.
Good girl, Lacey. Job, Nat. Way to be on.
And now Aaron Huntsman, the batter. It's now 8-2 Burton.
Come on, you, Aaron.
And ground ball to third.
Nobody there.
The first.
No.
Beats it out.
Let's go,
Woody. Infield hit for Huntsman. And that'll bring up Melanie Wood.
Keep swinging, girls. Keep swinging.
And time called Woodboro's. Cook's going to head out to the circle.
Pitcher's back or something's hurting. She's bent over.
Yeah. Yeah,
been seeing her stretching quite a bit.
Yeah.
You hate to see that for any player.
Yeah, she's clearly in pain.
Yep.
And so the coach has to check on her, and she is going to try to battle. Slow roller and throw to first, gets the out to the top of the side. But in the inning, Burton does put up two more runs on three hits. There was one error and two left on. We go to the fifth inning. Burton leads it 8-2 back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the fifth inning, Burton leading this one 8-2. And it'll be the top of the order for Woodsboro. Chase Wimley, Amaya Zinn, and Sidney Castillo. That one back up the middle, Huntsman over, throw the third.
What a play by Aaron.
That's her third highlight reel of the night tonight.
That looked like base hit written all over it.
Yeah, and she just hurried over there and then made the throw.
Nice play, Aaron.
And now by Azina. She is 0 for 1, but was hit by a pitcher last time up. And pitch from Brazier. Up high for a ball.
Breeze picked up a little bit.
Yeah. And one foul back. Oh, looks like Big Dust has made it here tonight.
Yes, sir. He's standing up by Officer Gino.
One, one.
Probably going to handcuff him pretty soon.
And the pie.
Now you go get her. Right there.
One back to Brazier. She's going to flip the first. That's two away.
Nice job, Lex.
And that'll bring up Sydney Castillo, the pitcher.
Sydney Castillo.
Castillo reached on the error last time up.
Let's go, kiddo.
Here we go, Red. One more time.
And we'll check swing.
Come
foul.
Inside. Good job.
Over to the on deck circle where Keegan Lewis is waiting. Let's try to get Castillo here and not have to look at Lewis this inning. That's one foul ball up the third base side. And it's 0-2.
You know, it might be her ankle. She was limping when she went toward first.
I see that now.
Got that ankle brace on.
One and two.
It's a good pitch right there. Here we go.
Another high one, and it's 2-2. Got away from Brazier there a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. Top of the fifth. 8-2, Burton. Atta girl.
That's better on strikes, and that's a three up and three down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Burton leading this one 8-2. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Go fight and win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, as we come back here, and we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Burton Lady Panthers leading the Woodsboro Lady Eagles 8-2. And for Burton, it'll be Kelsey Landriel, Lexi Brazier, and Maya Williams. And Sydney Castillo out in the circle, trying to battle her way through.
Trying to tough through. Coach sees that she's in pain, but she's a gamer.
Well, Landriel's been on base both times. Was hit by a pitcher first time up and scored a run. And then doubled her last time up. And first pitch is a pie ball, and it's 1-0.
Just gets four runs and finish this thing.
And That one outside of ball. 2-0.
Way ahead here, 8.
Change up in there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Here we go.
That one ground ball.
Base hit the right.
First baseman.
Nice job,
and
8.
Landriel's on base again.
Hey, 3 times out of your 9 hole. You got to like that.
And now to bring up Lexi Brazier. Yeah, looks like we're going to get a runner.
Number 19.
Okay, and that'll be Kenley Frank. Kenley Frank.
All right, Lex.
So Frank running for Landriel. And Brazier, the batter.
Got to see Mama Paige. She taught my little great niece in pre-K this morning.
Oh, okay.
She graduated from there, and Mama taught her, so very proud of her.
And
that a way to turn on it. Come on,
ball.
Come on, come on.
That's going to be a
nice
double
job.
And Landry, Frank ends up at third base, and 2 on now for Amaya Williams.
Come on, Maya.
Yeah, last time up, Williams parked one over that center field fence. The pitcher this time, ground ball, and not going to have a play there. And safe at first, runner coming home. Throw the plate, she's out. And meanwhile, Williams and Brazier keep running, and they'll move up.
Come on, Paige. Don't leave them two runners there.
There's a one down there on Fritz the batter. And pitches a strike call, 0-1. Fritz already with 2 hits and 4 RBIs on the night.
Hit one hard here, Paige. Come on, babe.
And this one, a high fly ball.
Everybody, Ted. Out of here! Baby!
Paige Fritz.
She went deep center field.
And that is going to give her 7 RBIs on the game. And Burton now leads this one 11-2.
Hey, we need one run.
One more and the run rule will be invoked. And Natalie Hody, the batter.
Come on, Nat. Why don't you get one here, too?
Up to bat, number 11, Natalie Hody.
Oh.
And change up, taking 4 strike, 0-1.
You know, that's about a 15-foot wall. Both of them shots went over.
Yeah.
That a girl, Nat.
Down the line, fair ball.
Keep running, baby. Keep running.
Have at least a double.
Way to hit the ball, Nat. All right, Layla, come on now. Bring her home for that 12th run.
And Layla Ellis, the batter.
Get you one of them left center gaps like you've been used to hitting.
0-1 in the game, but does
it. There you go.
Bunt. She sends this one fly ball.
Nat.
Caught. And Odie has to get back, and that's out number 2.
She sat on that changeup. She hit it hard, but right at her.
And now brings up Lacey Brazier, who's got 2 hits and 2 RBIs in the game in 3 at-bats.
Come on, Lacey. Don't leave her there.
Swing out and miss, 0-1.
Can do it, 13. Here we go.
So far, Burton has scored in 4 out of the 5 innings in this game. And that one outside for a ball is 1-1.
Hey, let her know when it's in there, 13. Come on.
Strike call, 1-2.
Hey, now you got to go with that pitch to right center.
And taking for a ball. And it's 2-2.
Come on, 1-3. Come on now. Win this battle.
And that one foul up the third base side. Yep, it will remain 2-2. And that one inside for a ball, and it's 3-2, a full count now on Brazier.
He's got to come to you, 13. Let her know. Let's go. Oh.
A swing and a miss down on strikes.
That's nasty.
That one tied the side. But in the inning, Burton tacks on three more runs on a three-run homer by Paige Fritch, and they lead it 11-2. Back with inning number six after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
All right, we come back to Kagan Lewis, the batter here, in the top of the sixth inning. Burton leading this 11-2.
All right.
And 2-0 count on Lewis.
Let's go. Got a big lead here. Make her earn herself home.
2-0 delivery. Pops that one.
You got it, Melanie. You got room.
Chase. And runs out of room. Thing just got up and just kept carrying away from her. And it's 2-1 now. Lewis 1-for-2 in the game with a triple and a run scored.
Hello, girl.
And that is a strike call.
One more time now.
2-2. And that one foul back. Two balls, two strikes.
Keep chunking, 14.
And that one
back. That away.
Snags it, throws the first.
Job, Lex. Away. Where them long wingspan comes in the
yep.
helping you.
And now Skylar Castillo, the batter. Castillo, one for two with an RBI single.
Right down, Maya.
Ball. Williams over.
That away.
Two away.
Can of corn, baby. Can of corn.
And Matty Martinez, the batter. Martinez has been on base both times, reached on a fielder's choice, and then doubled her last time up.
One more time. Here we go.
She also scored the second of the Woodsboro runs. Pitch from Brazier. And yeah, that's taken for a ball. 1-0. Swung and missed. 1-1.
Nice change. 1-2. Lex don't throw many changes, but when she does, it's pretty nasty too.
Mm-hmm.
1-2. Two outs.
And that one foul over. Coach couldn't make a play there.
That semi-attempt, didn't he?
Yeah.
Two change-ups in a row. Got her set up for something up high right here. Make it jump.
That's a 1-2.
Come on, get it.
Wood up with it. Runs to the
nice
bag.
Job. Nice inning.
Side. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. And nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Burton leads it 11-2. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom of the sixth inning, and for Burton, it'll be Aaron Huntsman, Melanie Wood, and Kelsey Landry all. Pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, you, Aaron, get you another hit. Let's go.
And for Burton, they just need one more run to enforce the mercy rule. Changeup stayed up high, and it's 2-0.
Go five.
Yeah,
got up, baby. Get two, Aaron. Come on. Come on.
Two. And Huntsman, she's going for three. And she's going to be in there with a triple.
Zach was trying to hold her up in second. Erin got that speed going. She said, I'm running through this stop sign.
Yep. And now Melanie Wood, the batter.
See, I'd play dirty here. I'd have to bunt right here and get that 12 run. Come on, Melanie.
And pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, let's get this run home. There it is.
It is a base hit.
Come on, Melanie. Get it. Get it. Atta, baby.
And that is it. Ball game.
No, Kane. This is only the...
Yeah, this is the bottom of the sixth. So
yeah, oh, yeah, we are bottom of the sixth.
So,
that's
yeah,
it.
That's it. Burton wins it 12-2, your final score. They win the series 2-0, and they're moving on to the regional championship next week. And we are going to be back with our post-game show, but first let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear, this time, 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, back we go, and once again, your final score, the Burton Panthers win this one 12-2. They take the victory over the Lady Eagles from Woodsboro, and now moving on. Now we wait to find out who's going to win between Mumford and Shiner as far as who will be taking on next, and they're doing the celebratory photo out in center field with our buddy Mr. Tommy Snow out there, who takes all the good pictures of the Lady Panthers and Burton Panthers that we have on our website and for the school district. And big win here tonight. And we're also going to have some post-game comments here. Daryl gone over to see if he could get some of that for us. And meanwhile, the celebration is on out in center field. Burton came out, and some big nights from several players, including Paige Fritsch, 3 hits in the game, 7 runs batted in. Amaya Williams, always a great night, on base every time, and even the big home run to center field. And Aaron Huntsman, of course, scoring the game-winning run there, and made some tremendous plays in the field there. And so great job for the Lady Panthers here tonight. And we're going to continue with more of the postgame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers, all the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, back we go here, and once again, your final score, Burton wins it 12-2, and coming out, taking care of business, and left no doubt today, Darryl, with getting the mercy rule here in this game.
You know, Doug, I've never seen a team from top to bottom. Your 9-hole hitter was on 3 times,
yeah.
bringing it to the top, and then, Lex, Paige, Amaya, then as it trickled down, Aaron, Lacey, Natalie, Melanie, every one of them hit the ball hard,
yeah.
Scored runs, and, so proud of these girls and Coach Zorn, and Coach Smith that, it's just, this is a sweet feeling, and I tell you what, I'd be scared to play these girls anywhere, anytime. They need to have, their confidence has to be at a sky high level, which they deserve. And once again, I say this all the time. Look at these, look at these people over here, the fans, the grandparents, the parents, everybody over here, the support that these girls in the Burton community comes out. I mean, just all of them over here, just, what a Friday night. Doesn't get no better than this.
Absolutely.
And everything. So, Maya's here. I'm going to let her head up just before I give her this headset. I did tell her before the game, hit me one over that center field wall, and she did it.
Yep. And, Maya, come on in here, and congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was a big one here. You'll get the sweep. Now you can take the rest of the weekend off and take it easy.
Yes, we do.
But big win and a team win tonight. I mean, just up and down the lineup, it seemed like everybody got involved here tonight.
Yes, everybody did. Everybody did their parts for sure, no matter if it was offense, defense, base running, anything. Everybody did their part.
Yeah, and like Mr. Kiki said there, you had the long ball over the center field fence there, taking him up on his bet.
Yes.
And tell us about that at bat.
I think it was first pitch, but really it was just seeing the ball down and, like, doing better every at-bat, so.
Yeah, and now you guys, of course, get to move on now. Regional championships coming up next, and that's going. I think y'all are now officially further than what y'all were last year, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, and so we will see you down next week. And Shiner or Mumford, we'll find out hopefully a little bit later on that.
Yes.
All right, Maya, thanks for joining us. Now we got Aaron Huntsman going to join us here on the post game. And Aaron, you had the privilege of scoring the game-winning run tonight to enforce the run rule.
Yes, sir.
And got that started with triple leading in there. Tell us about that at bat.
I was just looking to swing and get whatever hit I could out of that pitch because I knew we needed one more point to score. I honestly thought that ball was foul, so I probably could have rounded third and made it home. But, you know, I'm glad Melanie got the hit for me to go home.
Yeah, and Daryl and I were, did you miss a stop sign on there when you were going around second, or were you just thinking three all the way?
I think I was just thinking three all the way. Honestly, I wasn't looking at Coach Swan. I probably should have, but I just wanted to go as far as I could on that ball.
Yeah, and then
been looking. If the blonde wouldn't have come out in you when you got the
I heard someone say foul.
And you were sitting there throwing your hands. And
no, I heard. I heard someone say foul. I swear.
No, I'm proud of you. What? Tell me about the defense. You were so smooth out there tonight. Your confidence level at shortstop. Y'all made all the routine plays, but the play up the middle and the one in the hole. That's plays that I always say. If you make all the routine plays and two great plays like that, you're going to win every ball game.
Yes, sir.
And that had to feel good.
Yes, sir, it did. I was just saying that I was just looking for every pitch going down the middle and being hit to me or Paige, and I saw that ball going in the middle, and I was like, no, another ball is not getting past us. So I did my did everything to get that ball, and I'm glad I did.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and y'all get to move on to the next round of the playoffs. And looking like it's going to be either Shiner or Mumford. Well, Shiner won the first game, and we'll see how they turn out tonight.
Yes, sir.
Getting a chance to get closer and closer to that ultimate goal.
Yep. It feels crazy, honestly, because last year we were out this round against Weimer, and it just feels like a whole different achievement to be working hard every day and it finally showing off on the field.
All right, Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's get Paige in here. And Paige, a huge night tonight for you. Three hits, including three run homers, seven RBIs in the game tonight. What a night tonight.
Yes, sir. Honestly, it felt great. You know, you have a different confidence level once you've seen the pitcher ready, and I went up there with that kind of attitude. It felt nice hitting the first changeup, and then I knew she was going to start throwing fastballs at me. So I feel like I had a little confidence there, and it paid off.
Yeah, and also with this big run rule win tonight, and definitely some of these other teams might be taking notice that you gals are the real deal.
Yes, sir. It felt great. I have so much trust and confidence in my team. I knew we can do it. We kept chipping away one inning at a time. And, yeah, I feel like we're starting to prove ourselves, and I'm so proud of my teammates and how far we've come this season.
And then on the defensive side, y'all made some, as Daryl was talking about, made some great plays tonight and really helped out Lexi in the circle there.
Yes, I love playing middle infield with Aaron. I just feel like we have a great connection with playing together all 4 years. I think we did great. Our defense has been pretty rock solid here lately, and that's the key. I know we can keep it strong throughout the rest of the playoffs, and yeah, just keep it sharp every game.
Paige, taking it to another level, valedictorian. You put your athletic, all 4 years, your athletic career, we've been so proud of you. We brag on you and stuff. But when you get to be valedictorian, I know that was a goal of yours.
Yes, it was.
I text your mom and I told her congratulations for you. We're very proud of you because,
you
know, it's hard being a ball player, a steer and heifer shower, judging sports and doing the educational deal. It just shows the credit to Burton High School that how well-rounded. This is what I get so proud of. So many schools, you can't do but one sport.
Exactly.
Here, you can do everything. So when you get out in the real world, and I know I'm preaching, but I love doing that.
No.
What you have just shown and made everybody proud of is everything you can do from education to sports to showing and the kind of person you are. It's got to be a joy for this man that I'm fixing to give this mic to have players like you and the rest of this team that we have. That's why we are so excited that, look at the sky's the limit for you girls.
Thank you. Got me getting emotional over here.
Hey, it don't hurt to cry and stuff. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Those are so many kind words.
All right.
Thank you.
Paige, thanks for joining us. And let's get Coach Zorn now. And Coach, how about this win here tonight?
Oh man, it was awesome. Awesome. Great atmosphere and love the way that we played.
Yep. And brought up the extra base sticks tonight. 7 extra base hits in the game this evening, including of course the 2 big home runs by Amaya and Paige. And Paige, we were going 3 hits, 7 RBIs tonight. What a night she had this evening.
Absolutely, man. She did her job and executed it to perfection. That's why we have her batting where she is. And yeah, she had a heck of a night. As well as the other girls, you know, 1 through 9 in the lineup. You know, what did you say, 7 extra bases?
Yeah.
Yeah, for us to do that, man, that's awesome and a testament to this team and how we can swing it.
Yeah, and just top to bottom, is once again, is another night where everybody gets into it, everybody contributes.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it's going to take, you know, to continue on winning. 1 through 9, just continuing to swing it the way we did. You know, I've told y'all before, it's all about getting hot at the right time and peaking at the right time, and I feel like we're doing that.
We're smoking right now. You can go on in both ways. And so you have to smile. I mean, Daryl's big on it starts in the circle.
Yeah.
And 4 runs in 2 games when you're where we are in the playoffs, that's a good team.
Yeah.
And everything. But to be where you are, to get that kind of pitching, to go along, the hitting feeds off of that, in my opinion. And everybody in your lineup, when you get your ninth hitter on 3 times to bring it back to the top, man, that's like candy.
No, yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about where it starts in the circle, and I 100% agree. Lexi has pitched her tail off all year, you know, and she's just continued to, she just keeps getting better and better, it seems like, you know. And that's a lot to ask for her, and she thrives in these high pressure moments. And you know, then for us to offensively just kind of have her back and give her some cushion, you know, just allows her to be a little bit more comfortable in there. And yeah, all the aspects of the game kind of feed off of each other, and I think you've seen them all kind of come together tonight.
Has to make her feel good too, to know that I don't have to make a perfect pitch every time. with the defense the way they played behind her.
Yep.
You know, that was a ball that Abby went after in that first hit. That's a dying line drive.
Yep.
You look like a genius if you catch it.
Yep.
And it got by her.
Yep.
That was one of them that would have been a blue star if you catch it and stuff. But it didn't go our way. But nobody got down.
No.
And stuff. And then the rest of the plays behind them, just tremendous. You have to be just glowing with this team as I am. And everything. I told Doug a while ago, I said, not scared to play anybody, anywhere, anytime that they want to play with the confidence level of way you have your girls playing. That's a tribute to you and Coach Smith because they know you care about them. I saw you over there talking to your players when they do, like the base running era. Behind the plate, Lala has to be quicker on asking for that play appeal because they're not going to give it to you if you wait long. Yes, they went around twice, but it just took too long to get to. But that's a freshman behind, and she's done a tremendous job.
Yeah.
Each time we talk, that's you get a little bit. If you go in on that bus and you just praise, they don't stay hungry. They gave you a little ammunition with the base running and that appealing stuff. That's going to be huge.
Yep.
Hey, when you gave the bunt signal, the girls got it down tonight. And from here on out, small ball is huge, too, and everything. So proud of you, brother. Go home and have a great weekend. Enjoy that Mother's Day weekend. And proud of you.
Yes,
absolutely,
sir.
Coach. Go enjoy this win. We thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you all very much.
All right, and we'll send you back to the studio. Let's hear the 3 minutes from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state!
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6000. 6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, back we go here, and time to take a look at the final stats here. Oh, by the way, we just got word that Shiner did win over Mumford tonight, so it will be Burton and Shiner next week, regional championships. And meanwhile, quick look at the stats here. Lexi Brazier was 3-for-4 in the game, 2 doubles, a single, 3 runs scored. Maya Williams had 3 hits as well, 2 singles, a home run, and 3 runs scored. Paige Fritsch, 2 singles, a 3-run homer, and also a total of 7 RBIs in the game. Natalie Hody was 1-for-4 with a double. And then Lexi Brazier, 2-for-4, 2 singles, 2 RBIs. Aaron Huntsman, 2-for-4, and had a run scored. And Melanie Wood, 1-for-4 with a single. And Kelsey Landriel, 2-for-2. And have a single and double there. And so that's a look at that. And we'll be back for the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, and back we go here one last time to Yoakum, and Burton Lady Panthers win this one 12-2, the final score, and we now know they'll be facing Shiner next week. And, Daryl, another fun night here at the ballpark tonight.
What a night, partner, and stuff. Anytime you can come up, 15-1 last night.
Yeah.
12-2 tonight. Scoring runs, getting great pitching. You know, if you can't tell that I'm giddy about both of the teams, and I'm not going to leave this out, our track, they're going to state on Friday, so hopefully the two teams will work with us.
I think next Friday.
Yeah, this coming Friday. Correct?
No,
it's this coming Friday, because that's why I just talked to Lauren. So that's why they Thursday and Saturday.
You're right. You're right. Today is 1 week from today. Now I follow you.
So we're going to have to try to play on Thursday, mm-hmm. and hopefully the other two teams are going to understand. Mm-hmm. Small school, our kids play everything, do everything.
Oh, yeah.
And to go to state and stuff, that is what you go to school and play sports for, to end up to get to play in a state championship game, run at a state track meet.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of those participants that are going. So we're looking at Thursday, probably the first one, both of them, boys and girls. And then if they do two out of three, next one will be on Saturday.
Okay.
And everything. But, yes, tremendous peaking, as Coach Zorn said. When you have to get hot at the end, mm-hmm. and these girls are smoking,
yeah.
and the boys the same thing. So whenever you peak at the end, you have to feel good about yourself. Your confidence level is sky high. And you have to be a little cocky when mm-hmm. you go out there and say, you know, you can't beat me. But you still have to play the game. But so proud of these, so proud of all of these fans, the parents, the grandparents, everybody that came out here and everything. And I'm going to close where I started. Happy Mother's Day, moms out there, kids, husbands, remember that day and stuff, because we're very blessed, and you're very blessed if your mom's still here. That's a big part of all of our lives. Mm-hmm. And love every one of you. Good night for Daryl.
All right, and that's going to wrap it up for us. Want to thank the folks here at Yoakum for their hospitality. Big thank you to Grayson back at the studio, where as always, good job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make a broadcast possible. For all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki saying good night, everybody.
All right, tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Kendra Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Trail Masters of Clearing and Mulching, Brenham Collision Center, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Dahman & Associates, Bay North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Harmon Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, One College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Bowman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie and Trent, and Tucker, BBR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, yeah. Brenham National Bank, Tillman Construction, Mattress Guys, T-Door Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodland Life, Larry Pop Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Services, The Paint Warehouse, Coach's Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. Again, the final score was the Burton Lady Panthers winning against Woodsboro 12-2. They had a sweep on that, and they're going to move on to the next round. This is Grayson here on the alternate stream for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.